Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Did I mention as well, Fiacna's voice is gold, apparently, according to Hugh. I think you're trolling me now, still sending in these texts and emails about Fiacna. Gaz Smith, chef and owner of Big Mike's in Blackrock in County Dublin, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, Gaz, if I was to pinpoint your areas of expertise, I'd say steaks and seafood, and we maybe talk about steaks another day. So we talk about seafood and fish today. Can I ask you first off, what do you think our problem is with fish, like particularly making it at home?
I think people are scared to cook fish at home. I think they instill some form of fear. That can be overcome if you start off with baby steps. So if you haven't cooked seafood much at home, do two things. Go and buy yourself a cheap €5 non-stick pan. And use that exclusively for fish.
Okay.
And that will cure, because most people are scared of the fish sticks in the pan and it gets destroyed then. If the fish is fresh and the pan is good and the pan is hot and you don't touch it, the fish won't stick.
So don't touch it. Don't be bothering at the fish, no?
Exactly. Put it in the pan and then just don't touch it.
So let's take that so simple thing of frying. People have a fillet of fish that they've got. So skin side down first, or
it depends. So there would be certain fish that I love the crispy skin, and then there's certain fish that I would prefer the crispy flesh. Like I would be a whore now for crispy cod skin.
Okay,
that's my bae. Things like turbot or brill or hake. The crispy skin I wouldn't be a big fan of. Hake is actually a great one to start off with, you know. It's very keenly priced. If you should start off chatting to the fishmonger and asking the fishmonger, what's good today? And if you get that part right, you can build the rest of the meal around that very easily instead of vice versa. So if you want to go buy some fish, I'd go to a great fishmonger. If they've taken care to do a good display, you know they care about the fish. So there would be a great display in the catching in Colonel's Court. You know, it's a fantastic job. And just ask them what's great, you know. And if the fish should almost be translucent. If it's translucent and firm, it's not going to stick. It's not going to stink the house out.
Okay.
I wouldn't be a big fan of the packs on the shelves in the shops, you know.
Okay, so go to an actual fishmonger and then be guided by him, and hopefully he will tell you the truth about what's fresh. Yeah,
you can get good fish in supermarkets on the counters. I do think it is sometimes a bit of a travesty that we don't have a good seafood market here in Dublin. You really have to go and hunt it out. And it's a shame, because in Ireland, we do have the best seafood in the world, I do believe. And if you go to any European market or foodie city, they are proudly serving our Irish seafood.
Also, we eat way more fish when we're abroad, right?
100%.
And particularly shellfish and stuff like that. It's not a patch on what it is in Ireland, I think, often, unless it's Irish.
100%. You see, it's always this time of year that our seafood sales boot through the roof, because people have come back from warmer climates where they've spent a month milling seafood. The kids hooked. The kids are hooked on calamari, and they've got the grow for it.
Yeah.
So, like, if you were to start off with baby steps at home, and this might sound very very unchefy, but if you were to start off
That's
at home,
what we want.
With two handfuls of mussels and a jar of dolmio, and put it in a pot and heat them up, you've got yourself a nice mussel dish for a fiver. And sure, even if it is with this time with a jar of dolmio, the next time it won't be. But you've now learned how to cook.
And you can literally put them in to the Dal Mio and they'll cook in it.
Into
nothing else. No stocks or
no. For the first time, baby steps. Baby steps for the first time. And sure, if you mess it up, it's a big grand, you know.
And do we need to know anything else about mussels, about buying them and about...
So
they're supposed to be closed before you...
Yeah, so they need to be shiny. They need to be closed. They need to be tightly closed. If they are slightly open and if you give them a tap and they start to close, that means they are still living. They're perfectly safe. I always like to give mine a good rinse when I got home with them, and then a good rinse just before you serve them. So I would just pop them into a pot with any kind of sauce. They're so versatile.
Okay. Yeah.
So you could start off with a jarred sauce this time, pop on the lid. When you cook mussels, they release juices. So whatever sauce you cook them in is going to get diluted by around 25%. And that's where your stock will actually come from in your mussel dish. And so sure, you'll start off this time with it being very, very simple. And once you've got that bit of confidence, the next time it will be with a bit of bacon and leek and white wine and sprinkling the peas. And it can be so simple. And before you know it, you'll be creating these beautiful dishes with a piece of fish, the spanking fresh, and a fish leftovers. Because once you've got the purchasing part of it right, the rest falls into place.
Okay. So you also would say that we could do like the Sunday roast, but have a fish
100%
instead.
Yeah.
And is that simple?
Yeah. We tried a little trick with our kids that we would do the roast chicken as per. And we had a nice big bowl of garlicky prawns as a bit of a garnish. And by the end of the dinner, the kids' faces were plastered in garlic butter. And then they were choosing the prawns over the chicken. And then you could do a whole roast fish, like something like a whole bass. Ray wing is fantastic.
Is it? I thought that would be a hard thing to cook.
No, it's actually easy. It's very, very forgiving as well. And because it is cooked on a bone, it can be nice and succulent. It's also very, 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 very cost effective. And there's something special about a nice bit of ray wing, you know?
Yeah.
And it's when you eat it, it kind of conjures up this image of a big stingray in the sea, and
No. I donn't think of it that
maybe
way.
Maybe not that fight.
No. Think of the chipper where you get a good bit of ray and chips. And a good old Dublin meal. And it's something you mentioned the prawns there. I presume we buy good prawns, yeah? There's a lot of like...
Yeah, so I honestly believe the Irish prawns are the best in the world. You'd get the carbonaros in warmer climates, but a good Dublin Bay prawn, from Clohehead, Clew Bay has the most pristine waters. So prawns from there. If one of my death row meals would be some grilled large Dublin Bay prawns and just pick away at them and suck the brains, and they're sweet and they're juicy.
And they're not cheap, but they are a luxury, really.
They're not cheap, and nor should they be. If anyone knew what the fishermen go through to go and catch those fish, and they could be out for 12 hours one day and not catch a thing. Crab, lobster, prawns, you know, these things are not cheap.
Okay. All right. We'll talk again, Gaz Smith. Thank you very much. And that's all we have time for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app. Today's show was produced by Alan Torney. Research was by Katrina McFadden. Stephen Higgins was the broadcast coordinator, and Harry Bucklis was on sound. Do stay tuned for Second Captain Saturday with Owen McDevitt and Kieran Murphy. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.